All right, welcome back to HashRedUp Focus. Today, I would like to talk to you guys about firmware. HashRedUp, hardware sales, advisory, hosting, and site brokerage. Find new and used ASIC deals through the website and the Telegram channel below. Make smarter decisions with HashRedUp. Firmware is a hot topic right now, with hash price being at 35, because it can change the way your miner fundamentally does its calculations. It can make it more efficient. It can make it run more profitable in these times of very low hash price. And therefore, I want to go over quickly what that is, how it works, and yeah, what options we have. You can think of an ASIC like a computer. So just like your phone is running Android or iOS, or your computer is running, you know, on Apple software, Windows, Linux, or whatever, your miner has an operating software on it as well, right? Per default, all Antminers come with, obviously, Bitmain firmware. MicroBT machines come with MicroBT firmware, Auradine machines with their own, and so on and so forth. And there's already a difference there in how these firmwares work, how efficient they are, how the miner runs. And this is somewhere where suppliers like Auradine are trying to make a big difference in the way that they set up their miner, what it defaults to, what options you have in the software to make the machine run. But the topic today is, how can we change the miners we already have, be it Bitmain or MicroBT, for instance, and make them more efficient in these low hash price environments, right? So if you have an older machine, like an M50S++, or maybe a T21, or something along those lines, even S21s are starting to get there, you might want to eke out a bit of extra profitability out of your investment. And firmware is one way to do that, right? So we have a large pellet. I'm probably going to forget options, right? But the most common ones we have is Vanish, BrainsOS, LuxOS, right? And let me share my screen quickly. So here I shared my screen, and we can have a look at the BrainsOS website. So this is as simple as downloading a tool and installing the firmware on your miner. Be aware, you are most likely voiding the warranty on your machine if you do this, right? So definitely take that into consideration when you make this choice. If you have a hosted machine, in most examples and all the hosters that I work with, you can ask them to do this work for you. It'll probably come at a fee, but they will basically have to install the firmware on your miner. I know the guys at Wilson Pool, for instance, they don't charge for this service, because it's literally, you know, taking an SD card out of the miner, installing the firmware on it, putting it back in, and then the machine runs on a different setting. So right here, you can see on my S9, there's a little slot for an SD card where you can put an SD card in with a different firmware on it, and then the miner will run on that. And just like the old S9 here, other miners will have a very similar option. Buying Bitcoin miners should be simple, safe, and fast. Altair Technology delivers exactly that. Based in the US and shipping directly from St. Louis, Altair eliminates all the shady messaging groups, customs and tariffs issues, and makes sure Bitcoin miners get to you on time. Altair stocks leading commercial ASIC miners, efficient home units, and all the critical parts you need, backed by real inventory, real support, and a team of people that you can rely on and actually mines Bitcoin. Thank you so much, Altair Technology, for supporting the show. And without further ado, let's get back to it. So back to the screen, right? This is BrainsOS, and you can see some of the metrics here, right? So BrainsOS is supported for the S21 XP, S21 Pro, S21 Plus, the T21, and the S19J Pro. So those are the models that this firmware works on. And if we now, say, have an old Antminer S19J Pro, we can see what the results are likely to be when we install this, right? So on stock firmware, we have one power setting. We can't underclock or overclock. It's 104 terahash and 29 joules per terahash. And you cannot overclock the machine or underclock it, right? This is maybe a topic for a different video, and something we talked about with the Wilson mining guys on the last one, where we talked about, you know, underclocking the machine and making it more efficient in a low hash price environment to make sure it can stay online and stay financially viable. With BrainsOS, you can now underclock and you'll get 95 terahash and you will get 9% higher efficiency, right? So the efficiency goes from 29 to 27 in underclocking mode. In overclocking mode, the efficiency drops, but you get more hash rate, right? So if hash price is up, this is something that you can do to get more revenue out of the machine and more overall profits. Or I guess less specific overall profits, but more overall volume of Bitcoin. In default, so if you don't change anything, the machine becomes 3% more efficient. So efficiency moves from 29 to 28. And the machine also produces 3% more hash rate. If we now compare this to an S21 Pro, right? Different machine, obviously, much more efficient machine per default, right? So the default efficiency is 15. Again, there's only one power setting, so you cannot overclock or underclock. And here, by default, you get 6% more hash rate, and the machine at the same time becomes 6% more efficient, right? So it moves to 14.2 joules per terahash and makes then also a higher revenue per kilowatt hour, obviously, because these two are directly linked. You can underclock the machine, have 13% less hash rate, 2% higher efficiency, which is weird because it's more efficient in the stock mode, I just realized. But yeah, I guess this is just how the machines are built and what the effects are of the firmware. And you can overclock the machine here also, reaching 13% more hash rate with only 1% lower efficiency, right? So if you install Brains OS, you can try this out with your machine if you have one. And this is obviously a very good change, right? You get a lot more hash rate for basically the same efficiency, increasing your overall revenue and therefore profits as well. Now, moving over to LuxOS, this is firmware supplied by Luxa. They currently support all Bitmain ASIC models and working on MicroBT, right? So in both these examples, if you use their pool as well, you will get a deal, right? If you use their firmware and their pool, that likely reduces your overall fees. And this is important to consider because now, you know, going back here, if you install this, right, and let's say you use Brains OS, but you remain on Luxa, now you pay higher fees because, of course, the firmware isn't free, right? There is a 2.5% dev fee, and it makes sense if you're paying this to reduce your pool fees to zero to not increase your cost by 100%, right? Because most likely your pool fee will also be 2.5%. If you have questions about this, you know, don't hesitate to reach out. Have a conversation with me about it. Let me know what you think of this. If you want to know more and have more questions, as I said, leave a like, leave a subscription. Really helps to communicate to my sponsors also that this content is valuable to you guys. And so thank you very much. And yeah, have a great day.